Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Chisholm Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Got it. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortion. I'm sorry, from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decisions, but any regulation must be reasonable, related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I guess I'd support that.
Got it. And another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota constitution?
I oppose it.
Got it. Now, a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I support that.
Got it. And will you support or oppose a change in a state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollar designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? So do you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Got it. Understood. Now, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Donald Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Support of Trump is not a factor in my decision.
Got it. Now, again, thinking about candidates running for offices, such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Support of Trump is not a factor in my decision.
Got it. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of the democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm very confident.
Got it. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Yes.
Now, how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Local elections officials in your county. There is a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
Great deal of trust.
Got it. And what about the state election officials in South Dakota?
Great deal of trust.
Election officials in Republican states?
In any Republican state?
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I trust them.
A great deal of trust or just a fair amount of trust?
Fair amount, since it's
fair amount?
Pretty nebulous. There's 50 states. There should be 50 questions.
Got it. And now the election officials in Democratic states?
Yeah, I trust them.
A great deal of trust?
No, I just trust them.
Okay. Got it. Now, which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy, American democracy is being tested, or American democracy is under attack?
The first one, it's fine.
Understood. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American cultures and values. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Got it. And the next one says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yes, I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Got it.
Somewhat
and
agree, yeah.
Understood. And just the last two questions for statistical purposes. What is your age?
70.
Got it. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. Got it. All right. This concludes our survey today, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.